This is the BBC News. Hello, I'm Jonathan Izard. A court in Norway has upheld a claim of inhuman treatment brought by the mass murderer Anders Breivik, who killed 77 people in a gun and bomb rampage 5 years ago. He had claimed that his detention in solitary confinement was a violation of the European Convention on Human Rights. Tom Christensen is a reporter with Norway's national broadcaster NRK. He says many people are astonished by the verdict.
The survivors from Utøya who was a part of this massacre, they are shocked. The prosecutors say that they will appeal it to the next higher court because they are very surprised that he has won over the government.
The United States Supreme Court has ruled that frozen Iranian assets worth more than $2 billion must be handed over to relatives of people killed in attacks blamed on groups backed by Tehran. More than 1,000 Americans are affected by the decision, which relates mainly to the 1983 Hezbollah bombing of a U.S. Marine barracks in Beirut. 241 Marines were killed in the attack. Russia has announced moves designed to convince the governing body of World Athletics, the IAAF, that its athletes should be allowed to compete in the Rio Olympics later this year. The sports minister said all those intending to take part in the Games must undergo 3 independent anti-doping tests in advance. These will be in addition to existing controls. 2 foreign experts will also be granted full access to the Russian anti-doping agency in Moscow. The first criminal charges have been filed in the U.S. state of Michigan in connection with the contamination of the water supply with lead in the city of Flint. 3 officials have been charged with offences including tampering with evidence, conspiracy and misconduct in office. Gary O'Donoghue reports.
In 2014, the city of Flint switched its water supply from Lake Huron to the local Flint River in a money-saving exercise. Immediately, residents began complaining about the quality. But it took 18 months for the Michigan authorities to acknowledge the problems, leading to accusations that the residents of Flint were ignored because they are largely poor and black. But state and local officials face a number of investigations, and Michigan's Attorney General, Bill Schuette, has promised to leave no stone unturned, and more charges are expected shortly.
An escaped slave who freed hundreds of people from bondage is to be the face of a redesigned $20 bill in the United States. James Cook has the details.
Harriet Tubman was an American hero, a former slave who braved perils to help hundreds of others follow her path to freedom, at first via a secret network known as the Underground Railroad, and then as a Union spy in the Civil War. After the war, Ms. Tubman, who struggled in poverty until the end of her life, fought for women's suffrage. She replaces the slave-owning president, Andrew Jackson, on the front of the $20 bill, although he will continue to feature on the back.
World News from the BBC. Peace talks aimed at ending the conflict in Yemen are due to start in Kuwait on Thursday. The UN brokered talks had been expected to start on Monday, but were delayed when the Houthi rebels failed to appear, angry at what they said were ceasefire violations. The United Nations has begun to evacuate hundreds of wounded or sick people and their families from 4 besieged Syrian towns. 2 of the towns, Adani and Madaya, have been blockaded by pro-government forces. The others, Al-Fua and Kefaria, in Idlib province, are surrounded by Islamist rebel groups. The government of El Salvador says it's deploying a new heavily armed unit to fight the country's notorious criminal gangs, which have started operating in rural areas. The special force of 1,000 soldiers and police will operate with helicopters, armoured cars and assault weapons. The Minister of Defence said they would target about 100 gang leaders who had left the cities because of government raids. El Salvador has one of the highest murder rates in the world. The United States has become the latest country to open a criminal investigation into the leaked Panama Papers. It's emerged that a New York district attorney has asked to discuss the documents with the consortium of journalists which disclosed them. The leaked documents have revealed the existence of offshore companies set up by a number of rich and powerful people, including several international leaders. Queen Elizabeth is celebrating her 90th birthday on Thursday. 3 photographs of the monarch taken by Annie Leibovitz have been released to mark the occasion. Our royal correspondent Peter Hunt reports.
After celebrating her silver, golden and diamond jubilees, the now 90-year-old longest reigning monarch in British history will go on a walkabout in Windsor and light a beacon. As she enters her 10th decade, Buckingham Palace has released 3 pictures taken by the American photographer Annie Leibovitz. The Queen's captured with her corgis, with her daughter Anne, and with 2 of her grandchildren and her 5 great-grandchildren.
BBC News.